Hello, I'm Jerry Smith with the BBC News. Slovenia has warned that it can't accept unlimited numbers of migrants, raising concerns of a backlog in neighbouring countries. Thousands of migrants have been diverted through Croatia to Slovenia after Hungary closed its border to them. Guy Delaunay is near Croatia's border with Slovenia.
Slovenia has said it's willing to be a corridor for people who want to go to Germany and other countries in the European Union's borderless Schengen area, but it's also making it clear that there are limits on what it's able or wants to do. The State Secretary of the Interior Ministry, Bosjan Sefic, said that Slovenia cannot accept unlimited numbers of migrants if we know they cannot continue their journey, and suggested that Austria was only allowing people to cross at the rate of 1,500 a day. A Croatian government official told the BBC that it would run out of room in its transit camps within days if the current situation continues.
New financial figures issued by China show that the growth of the country's economy slowed slightly to 6.9% between July and September, its poorest quarterly rate since 2009. The slowdown comes despite repeated interest rate cuts and other stimulus measures introduced by the Chinese government. The United Nations chief environment scientist has strongly criticised the British government for making deep cuts in its support for renewable energy. Professor Jackie McGlade said the recent cuts in subsidies, coupled with tax breaks for oil and gas, sent a worrying signal to the coming climate summit in Paris. This report from our environment analyst, Roger Harrivin.
It's unusual for a senior UN official to criticise a prominent government so directly, but Professor McGlade says the UK needs to know that its cuts to clean energy are causing international concern. Ministers say solar and wind power will have to work without subsidy, although firms say they can't achieve that just yet. Professor McGlade said the UK had been a leader in climate policy, so it was disturbing to see Britain turning away from renewables, just as other nations were embracing them.
Party leaders in Canada have been making their final appeal for votes ahead of Monday's fiercely contested parliamentary elections. Opinion polls suggest many voters are still undecided, as Rajini Vaidyanathan reports from Toronto.
Canada's Premier Stephen Harper's fighting to stay in power after nearly a decade in office. In a year when the country's economy took a downturn, the Conservative leader is selling himself as the steady hand who can steer things back on course. But he's been losing support to Justin Trudeau, the youthful and photogenic leader of the Liberal Party. Trudeau's promising change, investment over austerity, and while he supports the fight against Islamic State, he believes Canada should stop airstrikes in Syria and Iraq and focus on training local forces on the ground.
You're listening to World News from the BBC. The Israeli military says an attacker armed with a gun and a knife has killed one of its soldiers at a bus station in the southern city of Beersheva. It says 11 people, including security personnel and civilians, were injured by the attacker, thought to be Palestinian. He was shot dead by security forces. The Egyptian authorities have given civil servants half a day off on Monday in an attempt to boost turnout on the second day of parliamentary elections. Official estimates suggest that turnout so far may have been as low as 2%, with nearly all of the voters elderly people. Rising floodwaters are causing alarm in the northern Philippines, where a slow-moving typhoon is cutting through the island of Luzon, dumping heavy rain as it goes. Thousands of people have already left their homes to seek safety. Scientists say the number of moles on your arm could be used to assess the risk of developing skin cancer or melanoma. A report by researchers at King's College London says that patients with more than 11 moles on their right arm were likely to have more than 100 across their entire body. That number is a strong predictor of melanoma, a type of skin cancer which develops from abnormal moles. One of the researchers, Véronique Bataille, says the presence of moles is more important than other indicators.
If a GP uses red hair, for example, and say, oh, you may be increased risk, that multiply your risk by 2. Having sunburn as a child, maybe you multiply your risk by 1.52. If you have more than 100 moles on your body, that multiply your risk of melanoma by 5 to 10. So the power of being moley is much more important than just being fair skin.
Two of Australia's most wanted men are still on the run after a dramatic shootout with police during a chase south of Sydney. The father and son, Gino and Mark Stocco, are wanted for a series of violent offences. They've evaded capture for 8 years. BBC News.